感谢主能够有机会和我们众弟兄姊妹一同来分享主的话。
We thank the Lord that we have this time that we are able to share with the brothers and sisters His word.
刚才领事王弟兄已经跟我们分享了今天我们三位弟兄要交通的主题。
And so just now, Brother G. San already shared with us what the topic is for today's sharing.
我们爱主，我们敬畏我们的神。
We love our Lord. We are reverent before Him.
Yeah. 让我们先来一同读两处的经圣经的经典。
Let us first read some passages from the Scripture.
约翰福音第十三章三十四到三十五节。
John 13:34-35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
第二处的圣经是希伯来书第十二章二十八节。
The second passage is from Hebrews 12:28.
哦，没有在这个 PowerPoint 上。
It's not on the PowerPoint.
希伯来书十二章二十八节，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
先让我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a time of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，我们感谢你是你用你的大爱先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you that you use your great love to first love us.
让我们真是认识神就是爱。
That we can know that you are love.
主，我们也感谢你把这爱的生命赐在我们的里面。
And we thank you that you've given us this life of love within us.
让我们在地上真是可以来学习如何把主的大爱彰显出来。
Here on earth, we can learn how to manifest your love.
愿主的灵再来启示我们。
May your Holy Spirit reveal once again to us.
让我们在主话语的光中得以见光。
That in your word you may enlighten us with your light.
我们把感谢赞美归给我们的主。
We give all thanksgiving and praise unto you.
求主与我们同在。
Pray that your presence would be with us today.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今年我们周五查经组的弟兄姊妹一同查考的是约翰福音。
This year, during our Friday night Bible studies, what we reviewed was the book of John.
前不久我们读了约翰福音第十三到第十五章。
Not too long ago, we read through John chapter 13 of chapter 15.
我们以前都读过福音书。
We've all read through the gospel books.
对十三章到十五章的许多的经节也都很熟悉。
And we were very familiar with many of the passages from chapter 13 and chapter 15.
感谢我们的主，当我们一同在主话语的光中来寻求的时候，主就让我们有新的看见和新的得着。
And we thank the Lord that when we were reading through these passages once again by the light of the Lord, He revealed new learnings to us.
特别是在对我们主、我们神的爱和敬畏上。
Especially with regarding His love and reverence before Him.
主话语的亮光也显明了我们的软弱和亏欠。
He showed us by his light our weakness and how we have fallen short.
感谢主，让我们能够有机会把我们一点的领受，借着今天分享的机会来交通给众圣徒。
We thank the Lord that today we're able to share some of our learnings with the brothers and sisters.
我们真是愿意来夸我们的软弱，好叫基督的能力。
We are willing to glory in our weaknesses and infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon us.
我们知道，我们从福音书当中，我们知道约翰福音十三到十五章中主的这些教训，是主向着当日 在主身边的门徒们所讲的。
And we know that these teachings and commands from John 13 and 15, these are the commands that the Lord gave to his disciples that were with him.
也是向着所有跟随主的人，向着教会说的。
And also, these teachings were for those who are following after him and also to the church.
是主在上十字架前之前，在地上最后一个逾越节的前夕，与门徒一起用最后晚餐的那一夜所讲的。
And also on the Passover Eve, before the Lord was to go up on the cross, as he was having the Last Supper with his disciples, these were the words he also said to his disciples.
那一夜是主设立饼杯的那一夜。
On that evening, that was when he established the bread and the cup.
是主用洗门徒的脚，并且赐下彼此相爱的新命令的那一夜。
That was also the night where he washed the disciples' feet and also gave them the command to love one another.
是主在克西马尼园祷告的一夜，也是主被卖、彼得三次不认主的那一夜。
That was also the night where Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, where he was betrayed by Judas and where Peter betrayed him three times.
我们的主耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
And the Lord knew that his time of leaving was near.
我们的主将要上十字架，并且从死里复活，升天与父神同享荣耀。
That he was to go up on the cross to die and to resurrect after three days to be with the Father again in heaven.
主的心意要门徒，当他离世以后，在地上继续活在基督的生命的里面。
And the will of Our Lord Jesus was that after he left this earth, that his disciples would continue to live the life of Christ.
要在地上做更大的事，让基督的身体，让神的家得以建立。
That they would continue to walk this on this path to build up his house, to build up the body of Christ.
把基督身体的见证彰显出来。
To be the testimony of the body of Christ.
主就在要上十字架之前的这个晚上。有多少话要托付给他的门徒们
？And before he was to go up onto the cross, there were these words that he wanted to give to his disciples.
我们在读约翰福音十三到十五章的时候，我们读到，在这最后的主的教训当中
，As we're reading through John 13 to 15, these were the last words of teaching that our Lord gave.
我们可以看见主七次。要门徒爱主，并且要彼此相爱的这个命令七次重复。
We can see that he repeated this command seven times to love the Lord and to love each one another.
我们弟兄们曾经提醒过我们，如果主的话在圣经里重复了两次，一定就是很重要的话。
Our brothers have reminded us in the past that if something is repeated twice in the passage, it is very important.
而在约翰福音十三到十五章主这一次的教训当中，我们看见在这同一个晚上主亲自七次重复的命令是何等的重要。
And so in this passage from John chapter 13 and 15, we see this love commandment repeated seven times, and it is so important.
我们好像就领受了在神的家中，在神的儿女当中，最重要的就是主赐给我们这条彼此相爱的新的命令。
And it's like just as we are in his house and we've received this important teaching from our Lord, we understand how important it is that we love one another because he repeated it so many times.
我们看见如第一章我们看见主的这个彼此相爱的命令重复了三次。
We see that this command where he said love one another, he repeated this one three times.
主要爱主的人遵守他的命令重复了四次。
And then to love the Lord, it was repeated four times.
从主的话里我们可以看见第一点，神的儿女要像主爱我们那样彼此相爱，这是主的命令。
And so from the scripture we see that we are to love one another as the Lord loved us.
我们看见我们是不是能够活出这个彼此相爱的实际，首先这是关乎到我们是不是 顺服主的权柄，服从主的命令。
And so we see that if we are to be able to follow through this commandment to love one another, it is, do we see the authority of Jesus and do we follow through with his commandments?
遵守主的命令就是顺服主的权柄和带领。
To obey his commandments is to recognize his authority and his leading.
我们想起我们读的福音，马太福音第八章，主称许那个有这么大信心的那个罗马的百夫长。
And we remember in Matthew chapter 8 where the Lord Jesus recognized the great faith of the centurion.
他是主，认识主权柄的人。
And the centurion was one who recognized the authority of Jesus.
他对主说，对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。
The centurion said to Jesus, I know that you are a man under authority. When I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to another servant, do this, and he doeth.
我们因着爱主，顺服主，不更应该照着主彼此相爱的命令去行吗？
Because we love the Lord and submit to him, shouldn't we even more be ones who obey his commandments?
第二点我们领受到。
The secondlearning that we received.
我们都说我们爱主，但怎么样才是真正的爱主？
We all say that we love the Lord, but how do we truly love the Lord?
主的话告诉我们。
The Lord's words tell us.
约翰福音十四章二十一节，主说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。”
The Lord says in John chapter 14:21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me."
爱主不只是情绪激动。
To love the Lord is not just the emotional urges.
甚至不只是工作的热忱。
And it's not just the passion or just doing things out of our flesh.
而是遵守主的话去生活和侍奉。
But it is to obey our Lord's words and to follow through in our daily lives.
这才是我们的主，我们的神所悦纳，所真正称许的爱主的人。
This is the type of love that our Lord accepts.
也只有遵守主的新的这条命令，活出彼此相爱实际的人，才是爱主的人。
And it's only those who keep this new commandment and love one another that who truly love the Lord.
也是我们的主，我们的神所爱的。
It is also the one who our God and our Lord loves.
这是我们的主亲自说的应许。
This is the command and promise that our Lord gave to us himself.
主命令我们要像他爱我们那样彼此相爱。
The Lord commanded us to love one another just as he loves us.
出于人的爱是先爱自己。
And so from our own love, it is to first love ourselves.
然后是爱自己所爱的人。
And it is to love those that we love.
而很难，甚至不会爱自己所不爱的人。
And it's very difficult, almost impossible to love those who we don't like.
而我们的主是先爱了我们这些不可爱的。
But our Lord was different. He loved us even though we were unlovable.
更为我们这些不可爱的舍命。
And he was willing to die for those who are unlovable.
我们知道，就在这个晚上。
We know that on this night.
就在主颁布这条新命令以前。
Just as he was about to give out this new command.
就在门徒们还在彼此争论谁为大的时候。
Just as even the disciples were arguing who was the greatest.
主就亲自以为门徒洗脚，让我们看见什么是彼此相爱。
The Lord washed the feet of his disciples and showed us through this example how to love one another.
我们弟兄在信息的里面不久前就跟我们详细的交通。
Not too long ago, a message was shared.
我们的主是创造宇宙万有的主，却脱下了他的尊荣。
Our Lord, who is the creator of heaven and earth, he was willing to humble himself and take off his own glory.
取了奴仆的形象，自己卑微。来为每一位门徒洗脚。
To take on the image of a servant, to humble himself, and to be willing to wash the feet of his disciples.
就在主颁布了这条新命令以后不久，主更因着爱 存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And not too long after he gave this commandment, the Lord was willing to be obedient even unto death, death on a cross.
这是主爱我们的爱。
This is the love that our Lord Jesus loves us with.
主命令我们要像他爱我们这样爱彼此相爱。
He has commanded us to love one another as he has loved us.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌，我们弟兄在领诗的时候就和我们交通了他所想起的圣经的经节，约翰一书的经节。
And just now as we were singing the hymn of We Love, our brother Jisan shared with us the passages that he was reminded of from the hymn.
真实的彼此相爱不只是在言语和舌头上，必须在行为和诚实上。
So, true love is not just from words, but is also in deeds and in actions.
在生活实际上一定要有表明出来。
And it must be manifested in our daily lives, in our own realities.
我们看见主要我们的彼此相爱，不仅是在弟兄有需要的时候要帮助。
We see that this love that the Lord is telling us about is not only we show our love when brothers or sisters need help.
更是甘心乐意的倒空自己，降卑自己，以谦卑束腰来服侍主，服侍弟兄姊妹。
But it's to joyfully to clothe ourselves with humility, to empty ourselves and to serve our Lord humbly.
我们读到这江守道弟兄有一次在彼此相爱这个专题的信息里头交通到彼此相爱的真实的意义。
And we remember one time when Brother John was sharing about how to love one another of this topic and what he shared about this topic.
正像哥林多前书第十三章中所说的，爱是长久忍耐。
Just like it says in 1 Corinthians, love is long-suffering.
我们弟兄说就是长久受苦。
And it is long-suffering.
彼此相爱就是彼此忍耐。
To love one another is to bear with one another.
我们在教会中一同来服侍主的时候，我们常常有不同的看见，我们也常常有不同的意见。
As we're serving together in church, we find that we have many different perspectives and different opinions.
在教会里我们一同服侍的时候，也有的时候弟兄姊妹和我们会有一些难处。
And oftentimes when we're serving with one another, that there may be some difficulties among the brothers and sisters.
江弟兄跟我们说，如果在世界上，如果我们有了这个难处，我们就离开就是了。
Brother Jung said, you know, on this earth, if we have difficulties, we just leave.
我们以后不跟这个弟兄或这个朋友交往就是了。
And so we would just say, oh,I don't want to have any more dealings with you. I don't want to be your friend.
但是在神的家当中，在弟兄姊妹当中，因着神的爱的缘故，我们只能一生一世来背这个重担。
But in the house of the Lord, and dealing with brothers and sisters, we must bear with one another.
我们常常因为我们缺少爱，就争论谁对谁错。
Oftentimes, because we lack love, we say it's your fault, or it's his fault, or her fault.
如果只有我们真是有能够恒久忍耐，对弟兄姊妹肯宽恕、肯接受，才是真正的从主那儿来的爱。
But only when our love is patient and long-suffering, and we're willing to forgive, that is when we know that the love is from the Lord.
我们弟兄说，实在说，你不必为弟兄姊妹做什么，只要能够忍受弟兄姊妹加给你的苦难，就是爱他们了。
Our brother even said that it's not that you have to do anything specific for your brothers and sisters, but that you bear with them and have that long-suffering love with them, and that is enough.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
只有主的这个大爱来激励我们，十字架让我们的己生命受了对付，我们才能够接受主的命令，活出这个彼此相爱的世界。
It's only when His love has constrained us and that we have dealt with our own flesh and our own self life that we are able to walk on this way of love.
第三点，我们领受的 主的话告诉我们，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And the third learning that we learned was if you have this, if you love one another, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples.
彼此相爱关乎到主在地上的见证。
Loving one another has everything to do with being a testimony on this earth for our Lord.
我们是站在团体的地位上，身体的地位上来做主的见证的。
And in this corporate life, in the body life, we should be a testimony for our Lord.
我们真是要有个人和主的合一，也要更是有与弟兄姊妹的合一。
So we need to have this relationship and unity with our Lord, but also have unity with our brothers and sisters.
我们都愿意来成为主的见证。
We are all willing to be a testimony for our Lord.
那么，只有我们活出这个彼此相爱的实际来的时候，才能够在地上见证我们的主。
So it's only when we live out this reality of loving one another that we can be a testimony for our Lord on this earth.
主的命令是要我们以彼此相爱来显明主里面合一的实际。
His commands to love one another is so that we can live out this reality of being in unity with one another.
众人也因着我们能够把主的爱活出来，就认出我们是主的门徒。
And by this shall all men know that we are His disciples if we have loved one to another.
弟兄姊妹交通到说，我们真是在受浸的聚会里多次听到刚受浸的弟兄姊妹的见证。
And brothers have also shared in the past how at the baptismal meetings about the sharings that these brothers and sisters have.
当他们第一次来到神的家中的时候，就感受到主的爱在这里，弟兄姊妹彼此相爱在这里，与世界是何等的不同。
They share that when they first come to the church, they experience the love of the brothers and sisters. They experience God's love and how this love is so different from the love of the world.
就正是这个爱吸引他们愿意到神的家中来。
And it's this love that attracted them to come into the house of God.
更渴慕来认识我们的主。
And to have an even greater desire to know our God.
我们照着主的命令，稍稍的活出了一点彼此相爱，这样的神就是爱的这个见证。就能够让人的心来回转向。
And if we obey our Lord's commandment to love one another, by this we can be a testimony for Him on this earth.
主也应许我们，如果我们爱主，如果我们遵守主的命令，主就与我们同在，与我们同住。
The Lord has also promised us that if we obey His commandment to love one another,to love and by this to love him that he will abide with us.
如果在神的家当中，在教会当中没有爱，没有神的同在，教会与社会与世界还有什么不同呢？
And if the house of God, there is no love of God. If there is no love of the brothers with one another, how is the church different from society, different from this world?
在昨天的一个聚会的里面，
In yesterday's gathering,
有一位还没有信主的福音朋友。
There is a gospel friend who had not yet believed.
在他的一个怀念的话中。
And as he was remembering some memories,
因着神家中这个爱的见证，这位还没有信主的福音朋友引用了罗马书。第五章第八节。
And so because of the love that they experienced, this gospel friend experienced, they recalled Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我听见 这位还没有信主的福音朋友来引用罗马书的这个经节的时候，我心里真是感谢赞美我的主，爱永不失败。
My heart was so thankful when I heard this gospel friend who not yet believed used this passage from Romans, and I knew that love never fails.
只有在教会当中，弟兄姊妹能够有这样彼此相爱的实际活出来的时候，我们才能够为主做着美好的见证。
Only when in a church, when we live out this reality of loving one or loving brothers and sisters, that we can.
我们能够做这样美好的见证。
We can be of this beautiful testimony.
最后，我们知道主来的日子近了。
Finally, we know that the return of the Lord is near.
对世界来说，这个恩典的时代要到国度。
And so to this world, this time of grace is ending and his kingdom is coming.
对我们每一个神的儿女来说，我们真是欢呼喜乐，我们的主要作王了。
But to us who believe, we are so full of joy that our Lord is going to be a king.
但是我们里面真是也常常有一个警醒的心，有一个恐惧战惊的心，我们要在基督的台前来见主。
We must have also a heart of watchfulness, of fear and reverence before our Lord Jesus.
我们要向我们的主来交账。
And because one day we must answer for everything that we've done before our Lord.
希伯来书十二章二十八节，刚才我们读的。
In Hebrews 12:28, the passage we read before.
如果我们一起读从二十八节、二十九节读到十三章第一节。
If we are to read Hebrews 12:28 to 29 and also chapter 13 verse 1,
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
So let's read that together. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue.
我们在地上顺服主，照着主的命令去行，长存弟兄相爱的心。
On this world, we submit to our Lord's, and we obey His commandments to love one another.
我们是为着照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉我们的主，我们的神。
And we serve our Lord acceptably with reverence and godly fear, so that He may accept it.
以前我们读旧约的时候，我们还信心还软弱的时候，我们读旧约、新约里面说到的敬畏神的时候，我们常常是畏惧、害怕神的审判。
And in the past, maybe when we were spiritually less mature, when we read the Old Testament and also the New Testament, we had actual fear in our hearts of the Lord's judgments.
今天我们知道，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚。这是约翰一书第四章十八节。
We know from 1 John 4:18 that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear of torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love.
今天我们敬畏神，不是为着自己，而是在爱中向着神的。
Today we are reverent before the Lord not because of ourselves, but because of His love for us.
我们是为着讨父神的喜悦，我们为着让主的心意得着满足，为着不让圣灵担忧，我们来敬畏我们的神。
Because we do not want the spirit to be sorrowful, because we want to be reverent before Him, and because we want Him to be able to accept our service before Him, we have this godly reverence.
今天我们感谢我们的主。我们不仅有神儿子的地位，更有神儿子的生命在我们的里面。
We thank our Lord that today not only has Jesus given us this position, but He has also given His life to us.
因为神先爱了我们， 而且把这个爱的生命赐给了我们，让我们有能力能够来彼此相爱。
Because God first loved us, and He has given us the life of Christ, which is love inside of us, so that we too may love.
我们真是愿意哦，在向着主有这样的爱，向着神有这样的敬畏，我们更要以耶稣基督的心为心。
We are willing to have this love to our Lord and also to have this reverence before our Lord so that we may too have the mind of Christ.
主命令我们当这样行的，我们就照着主的命令去行。
The Lord has commanded us to walk in this way so we should obey His commandment.
主的话让我们在神的家中所不当行的，我们就不去行。
And so the things that the Lord has not commanded us to do, let us not do those things.
在我们的读经的交通里面，弟兄姊妹交通到，主说，不要将我父的殿当做买卖的地方，我们就不把属世界的一切带到神的家里来。
And so just as we were reading during one of our Bible studies about where Jesus said, let not the house of God become like a marketplace, let us not bring the influences of this world into his house.
主说，不要论断人，我们就不彼此批评，不彼此论断，不轻看弟兄。
God said, do not judge one another, and so we will not judge one another or criticize one another or look down upon each other.
让我们的主，我们的神，看见我们向着主的那个敬畏和顺服的心。
Let our Lord be able to see our heart, which is submissive before Him and in reverence before Him.
因着我们遵照主的命令去行，主就能够看见我们向着主的爱。
That when we obey His commandment and submit before Him, He may see our love for Him.
主的心意就满足了。
And His will then be satisfied.
主的喜乐就成了我们满足的喜乐。
And His joy will be made complete and become our joy.
也让父神得着荣耀。
And then the Father will receive all the glory.
弟兄们早晨好。So we want to continue speaking on this matter of love.
我们要继续来交通关于在爱这一点上。
And we still want to use the words of our Lord Jesus through the Apostle John.
我们要继续要用到主耶稣在约翰福音里面所说到的。
But in a different book, we will use the book of Revelation.
我们是用使徒约翰另外一本书启示录。
We want to consider how we can return to fervently love the Lord.
那我们真的是能够来思想，我们怎么样子再回到对神的火热的这样一个心。
So let us open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. This will set the context for today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
我们翻到启示录第二章第四节。
And in here, the Lord says to the church in Ephesus, But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
这个地方是主对以弗所教会所说的这个关于起初的爱。
And then when we turn to the next chapter, which will consider the church in Laodicea, we want to read verse 19 and 20.
接下来我们翻到第三章，是这个地方是写给老底家教会的，我们要读19节跟20节。
So Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 to 20, it says, Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous therefore and repent.
这里十九节说到，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
二十节，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我就进到他们那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So we want to give an introduction to Laodicea.
我这里要给大家稍微讲一点老底家。
Laodicea is in a region of Turkey known as the Lycus River Valley.
老底家是在一个现在在土耳其是在一个吕加河谷附近。
It's fertile and rich.
那是个非常富裕的地方。
And the cities around that area include Colossae and Hierapolis.
那块地方也包括其他的城市，像哥罗西，像希拉波利。
We know from the accounts of Acts that Paul did not visit this area.
我们从其他书信我们知道，其实保罗没有访问过那个地方。
Even later on, when he wrote Colossians, he said that many of you have never seen my face in the flesh.
居然在他写给哥罗西教会书的时候，他说到，其实你们当中很多人都没有见过我的面。
But yet he knew some of the brothers there, like Epaphras, who combated for earnestly for them in prayer and had a deep concern for the saints in these three cities.
但是他知道认识那边有一些弟兄们，特别当中提到有一位叫做以巴弗，他那个地方就为那边的聚会的弟兄们在祷告当中竭力的祈求，切切的关心他们。
And we also know Philemon was also from this area as well.
我们知道其他还有一些人也住在，腓利门也住在那地方。
And so, how did this assembly begin? The only hint we have is when Paul was in Ephesus for two years and three months, it said all the people in Asia Minor heard the word of the Lord.
所以他在以弗所书那边待了一年多的时候，他就说在亚细亚那个地方，很多人都听到了神的话语。
So that is perhaps when the church in Laodicea, Colossae, Hierapolis began in that time period.
所以我们就知道，因为这个原因，所以在那地方，包括老底加，包括哥罗西，包括希拉波利那地方的人，他们就一起听到神的话语，就那些聚集。
But what we do know is that the early church was characterized by having that fervent love of the Lord. They loved the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength, and with all their mind.
所以我们都知道，在起初那些教会的时候，那地方人都对主有这样一个非常火热的心，他们都尽心的爱我们的主。
They love the Lord. I mean, they love one another as Christ has loved the church. I mean, has loved them.
就像他们也彼此相爱，就像主爱他们一样。
But by the end of the first century, when the Lord Jesus, through the Apostle John, wrote these letters, something has happened.
当我们看到慢慢的，当使徒约翰写这些书信给那个七个教会的时候，我们知道那个时候光景就变掉了。
Something had happened to that first love that existed.
所以我们就看到当时有的这样一个起初的爱心就发生了变化。
The Lord mentioned they had deeds, they had toil, they had perseverance.
主这里确实跟他们说，他们有行为，他们有劳碌，他们也有忍耐。
Many good external things, but something was missing in their hearts.
在外面有很多美好的事情，但是在里面有些事情失去了。
The fire was dimming in these assemblies.
我们看到他们里面的这样一个火慢慢的冷下去。
But the Lord, out of His great love, wanted them to return into this fervent love relationship for the Lord and loving the brothers and sisters.
但是爱我们的主不愿意这样，他就在我们当中来做这个恢复的工作，让我们来起来更多的爱主，也能够来彼此的相爱。
And so this is what we would like to consider for today: return to that fervent love of the Lord.
所以我今天的负担就是我们怎么样子能够来回到像起初一样，我们有这样火热的心来爱主。
I want to ask these questions in the beginning to set the context for the time. What is our heart's condition?
所以我一开始来问大家这个问题，我们心里面的状况到底什么样子？
Where is the white hot fire of passion for the Lord?
在我们里面有没有对主这样一个火热？
Are we in first love for the Lord?
我们有对主有没有这样一个起初的爱的热爱？
Is that same love directing our lives that we love our brothers and sisters as He has loved us?
是不是这样爱来带领我们每天的生活，也这样爱能够让我们彼此相爱？
Is there the freshness of walking with the Lord?
让我们是不是当中还有这样一个新鲜活泼，我们能够与主同行
？Are we pressing on, or have we settled down?
让我们是不是继续的往前呢，还是安逸下来，满足现状
？For many of us, when we think of about these questions, it's just like when we think about when we were first saved.
其实我们每个人回想时候，我们当初刚得蒙恩得救的时候
，We love the Lord.
我们爱主。
We want His will to be done in our lives.
我们愿意神旨意能够成就在我们的生活当中。
We love our brothers and sisters.
我们也爱我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
However, as time goes by, something happened and we begin to settle down.
但慢慢一些事情发生了，我们好像就安顿下来。
Tradition, formalism, and replaced that of life.
所以很多的我们的传统，我们一些习惯就充满了我们的生活当中。
We talk about past experiences and revelation, but nothing is new today.
我们可以谈论我们很多过去的经验，很多以前神给我们的启示，但是没有任何新鲜的。
We become complacent and are happy with what we are.
我们也变得容易满足我们所有的，我们也喜欢我们现在的生活。
Thinking we are in need of nothing.
我们也以为我们一无所缺。
But the Lord looks at our heart's condition.
但是主看我们心里面的光
景。He does not want us to remain in this state because we deceive ourselves thinking that we are okay.
因为主让我们看到他不满意我们这样一个光景，虽然我们自己还以为不错。
But he is out on the outside of the door of our hearts knocking, just like what we read in Revelation 3:20.
所以我们就看到在启示录第三章时候主就在门外叩门。
The fire that was there began to dim down.
因为我们看到这个火慢慢的熄灭下去。
And so this is what lukewarmness is.
这个就是圣经所说的这个温水。
But God so loved us with an everlasting love, as our brother said.
但是我们知道就像我们弟兄开始说到主是用这个永远的爱来爱我们。
He does not want us to remain in this condition.
他不要我们再继续在这种光景的当中。
He does not want us to settle down when there is so much the more that the Lord wants to bring us into.
他不愿意我们落在这样满足现状的光景当中，因为主要在我们身上得到更多的。
In Revelation 3:19 it says, "Those who I love."
在启示录三章十九节这里说到，凡我所爱的。
He loves us and does not want us to continue to settle down.
因为他爱我们，他不要我们就这样落在满于现状的光景。
So he responds to this by reproving and disciplining.
因为他有对我们身上有这个反应，他就借着责备，借着管教。
He wants to remind us and to consider our ways to repent and return to the Lord.
他在我们身上兴起环境，让我们在他面前来悔改。
So for example, when we have a fireplace and there is a fire that is dimming down.
如果我们想我们 家中有这个壁炉的时候，我们看到这个火慢慢的熄灭下去的时候，
We use the fire poker in order to move the logs around just so that fire is increased again.
我们会用这个火钳把里面的这个火炭拨一下，让这个火重新能够燃起来。
So this is what the Lord does to our life.
所以这个就是神在我们 生命当中要做的工作。
And then we have to seize every opportunity that the Lord has given to us.
我们要抓住神给我们当中每一个机会。
Because the time we are allotted to is going away.
因为神给我们这个时间很快就会过去。
So, looking back to these 13 years that I have been in Houston.
当我回想过去13年我在 Houston 这里的时候。
I remember fondly of the years when the Lord was moving among the young people.
我深深地记得神工作在我们年轻人当中的工作。
Didn't matter how busy we were, we tried to meet together.
其实我们不在乎我们当中有多忙。
In a formal or informal setting.
但是我们愿意，不管是正式的聚会还是私下的聚会，我们都愿意聚在一起。
We encourage one another in the Lord.
我们在主里面能够来彼此的鼓励。
But as time goes on, things happen. People move.
但慢慢的时间过去，当中有一些弟兄姐妹，他们就搬走了。
Even in my own life, I got married and now I have kids.
对我自己来说，我也结婚，我也有了一个孩子。
But here in our corporate life, what does it mean to be built together?
但我们来回想我们自己的这样团体的生活当中，什么叫做我们建造在一起
？Am I going out of my comfort zone?
我是不是还在？我是不是愿意走出我喜欢的地方
？Am I seizing every opportunity？
我是不是抓住神给我的每一个机会
？Am I seeking to grow together with brothers and sisters in the Lord？
我是不是还渴望跟弟兄姐妹能够建造在一起
？The Lord woke me up 2 weeks ago when I hosted a brother, and I realized how much I miss fellowshipping and sharing life together with one another.
主借着过去有一次我来接待一位弟兄的时候，主来唤醒我，让我能够来看到我多么的失去跟弟兄姐妹们能够在一起。
So the Laodicean condition had happened to me.
所以我们看到老底下的光景，有的时候就发生在我们当中。
So once again, we want to pose these questions.
我们再一次能够来想一下这些问题。
What is our heart's condition?
我们的心的状况是怎么样子
？Where is the white hot fire pursuit passion for the Lord？
我们向着主这样一个火热的心还有没有
？Are we in that first love of the Lord？
我们对着主是不是还有这样一个起初的爱心
？Is that same love directing our lives that we love our brothers and sisters as He has loved us？
是不是还是有这样一个爱主的心，能够来带领我每天的生活，能够带我们当中彼此相爱
？Is there freshness of walking with the Lord？
我们是不是还新鲜活泼的跟随我们的主
？Are we pressing on, or have we settled down?
我们是不是一直在往前呢？还是安顿下来，满足现状
？But despite our failings, God is faithful. We thank the Lord for that. Great is His faithfulness.
不管我们的光景如何，不管我们怎么样失败软弱，但是神是信实的，他能够在我们当中做恢复的工作。
He is able to recover all and much more than before.
他能够来恢复，也给我们更多。
He is able to redeem the years eaten by the locusts.
他可能为我们过去所失去的这些年月，为我们来赎回。
If we return to him, he will return to us.
当我们能够来转向他的时候，他就转向我们。
He loves us so much that he wants us to be vessels ready for the return of the King.
他能够来爱我们，能够来供应我们，让我们成为这个器皿，能够来预备主的回来。
So as we are before the Lord, may this be our prayer. We learned a song last year at the summer conference. It was Brother Kenny wanted us to sing this at the third message.
这个我们要有这样一个祷告。这个祷告其实是我们去年夏令会的时候有一位弟兄要我们来唱的这首诗歌。
And it says, Let me love thee, love is mighty.
这首诗歌当中说到，让我爱你，爱使我能。
Swaying realms of deed and thought.
使我能不受己意的支配。
By it I shall walk uprightly.
使我正直行完旅程。
I shall serve thee as I ought.
尽心事到你力到你到力脆
Love will soften every sorrow.
爱能安慰所有的伤悲
Love will lighten every care.
爱能减轻每个重担
Love unquestionably will follow.
爱中我能够顺服，能够来跟随
Love will triumph, love will dare.
爱能够让我们勇往直前，让我们能够来得胜
So this is first love for the Lord.
这个就是我们对主起初的爱
May it be today that the Lord does that recovery work when we return to the Lord and to that fervent first love.
今天愿主让我们带我们当中做那恢复的工作，让我们能够来回到起初的爱，让我们真的是能够来爱主。
When we return to the Lord, He will return to us. We're thankful for that promise.
因为神应许我们说，当我们转向神的时候，他就转向我们。
Let us open the door of our hearts so that the Lord may come in and He may dine with us and us with Him.
让我们真的是能够来打开我们的心门，让主进来，他可以与我们同坐席。
In these days that we live in, this is that having that first love is what will carry us through.
因为这样一个起初的爱能够来鼓励我们往前。
With that fire passionately burning with our hearts, fervently for the Lord.
让我们心中有这样一个爱，一直的火热起来，一直的被他来燃烧。
The Lord can bring us into so much the more.
因为主可以给我们更多。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord this morning for His great love for us.
我们感谢主早晨给我们这样一个爱。
It is by His love that He has called us that we're able to gather together as brothers and sisters this morning.
因为这样一个爱，他可以召聚我们所有弟兄姐妹能够来到他的面前。
So to continue on the sharing of God's love and His redemptive work in our lives.
那我继续来交通主在我们身上的爱，他要来做这个赎回的工作。
I'd like to share something the Lord has impressed upon my heart from the book of Ezekiel.
我愿意有一点负担，就是关于在以西结书中神对我们的心愿。
It is out of God's great love that He has saved us.
因为真的是神爱我们，所以我们能够来被他来拯救。
It is not something that we have done or deserved.
不是我们自己行为所做的任何的好事。
But He saved us for His name.
因为他是为着他的名的缘故来救我们。
Again, God's love saved us.
是神的爱救我们
Not because what we've done, but for His name.
不是因为我们在他面前做一些什么事情
And when we see the mighty acts of His work in our lives,
当我们来看到神大能的作为在我们生命当中的时候
May we respond with a reverent fear and respect.
我们只有带着这样一个敬畏的心，遵从他的心，带他到他的面前
May we honor Him because He is God.
让我们能够来爱戴他，因为他是神。
He does not save us for our personal success or our own glory.
因为他来救我们，不是为了我们自本身的一些好处，不是为了我们个人的荣耀。
But He saved us that we may honor the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
因为他来救我们，我们可以来尊崇他，他是那万王之王，万主之主。
So this morning I'd like to have us turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 36.
接下来我愿意跟大家一起来分享以西结书36章。
For the sake of time, I'm going to read, actually this passage is going to be a little bit long, so I'm just going to read in English, and if you have Chinese, please just follow along.
因为时间的关系我们就用英文读，有中文的话我们就自己看。
Alright, the first verse is in Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verse 22.
第一处是在以西结书36章22节。
It says, Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. And the second passage is the longer passage in the next chapter, chapter 37, from verse 1 through 14. And I'll skip a few verses here and there just for time's sake.
第二处是在以西结书37章1到14节因为时间关系我不会全部念当中有就选几节
And again, I'll just be reading this in English.
我们就只念英文中文我们请自己看
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord. And he set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold,There were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life.I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied and as I was commanded and as I prophesied there was a noise and behold a rattling and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked and behold sinews were there and flesh grew and skin covered them and there was no breath in them. In verse 10, So I prophesied as he commanded me.And the breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. And then jump to verse 14. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land.Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. I don't have time to go into extensive detail about this very amazing vision.
我今天没有时间跟大家讲当中我们开始所念的很多的细节。
But I would like to briefly share about the setting in which this vision takes place, as well as the two characters, not including the Lord, that are covered here.
但愿意我花点时间来跟大家分享一下在以西结所看到这个意象当中的两个人物。
And the two characters are the first, the dry bones, and the second will be the prophet Ezekiel.
我们第一个要来看枯骨，第二个来看以西结。
Briefly, this vision took place during a time when the Israelites were forced into captivity into the land of Babylon.
我们知道，这个异象以西结看到的时候，以色列那时候是在处在一个被掳去巴比伦的光景的当中。
Because of their disobedience, one group was led to Babylon.
我们知道，因为以色列人的悖逆，神就把当中一部分人就被掳到巴比伦去。
God sent prophets to them, exhorting them to return to the Lord.
但是神呢，叫了很多的先知对他们说话，来劝解他们，叫他们悔改。
But they refused to listen, and because of their persistent disobedience, God sent them group by group by group.
但是呢，他们没有听神的话语，继续呢应着景象不顺从神，所以神就兴起环境，让他们一波一波的就处在一个被掳的光景的当中。
Until finally, the majority of Israelites were in captivity.
所以我们看到最后，几乎所有的以色列人都是在被掳的光景的当中。
However, it was in the setting of captivity and desperation that they felt hopeless and cried out to the Lord.
所以我们也看到神让他们处在这样一个被掳的荒凉的光景的当中，他们感到是没有任何的盼望的时候，他们就有一个呼求。
And in verse 11 of chapter 37, Ezekiel, it says, Our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off.
就像我们开始读到的希节三十七章十一节这地方说到，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽精了。
And as the Israelites cried out to the Lord, God in His great mercy heard their cries.
当他们在神面前哭求的时候，我们有恩典怜悯的神就听到他们哭求的声音。
He responded through His prophet Ezekiel and through this vision.
他有这个反应，就叫以西结来对他们说话。
And He would illustrate to them how He would restore them by His mighty hand.
神就借着以西结给以色列百姓看到一个图画。他们怎么样子能够从这个光景当中能够出来
？So many of us today, much like the Israelites, are in a condition of extreme dryness in our life.
其实我们就跟当初的以色列人是一样，神光照我们来看到，在我们当中其实也是有这样一个非常枯干的光景。
However, for many of us, we don't even recognize our own condition.
但是很可惜。我们是不是真的是能够来认识到我们在这种光景的当中
？For so many years, we have pursued hard after the things of this world.
在过去的很多年间，我们在地上生活，我们就追求一些世界上的东西。
And we have rationalized it by saying that we are providing for ourselves and our family financial security.
我们往往都自以为我们所做的这一切是为了我自己，或者是为了我的家庭能够一个提供一个稳定的未来。
And our kids have picked up on this, and this has become a basis for which they choose their college, their majors, as well as their aspirations in life.
同样，我们的孩子就会承受这样一种观点，哦，他们在选择大学的时候，选择专业的时候，选择他们人生的方向的时候，他们用同样的这样一个依据。
And to build upon what Brother Joe shared a few weeks back.
我就愿意接着两周前弟兄的交通。
The pursuit of this world is endless.
我们也看到，当我们来追求这个世界的时候，是无尽止的。
Regardless of what we achieve.
不管我们所追求的是什么东西。
It will never satisfy, nor will it ever be enough.
因为从来没有让我们真的是真正满足过。
Spiritually, we can come to church, attend our weekly meetings, the conferences, every table meeting.
同样，在我们属灵的当中，我们一样是同样的光景。我们可以来参加所有的聚会，我们可以来擘饼的聚会，任何的聚会当中。
But deep down inside, we are spiritually dry.
当我们看到我们是的在心的深处的时候，我们在属灵上是不是在一个枯干的光景
？For we have used the Lord and used Him as a vehicle for our success.
很多的时候我们只不过把神作为一个 作为一个 器具让我们来满足我们自己。
Right, so for many of us, our condition is not just dry, but very, very dry, like the bones in Ezekiel.
所以我们看到我们当中的光景有的时候不仅仅是枯干，就像圣经以西结说到是极其枯干。
However, in verse 11, it wasn't until the Israelites recognized their condition of dryness.
所以我们这里看到在十一节当中这里 提到直到以色列人在这个时候才认清楚他们的干枯的光景。
That they saw that they were hopeless and admitted that they were completely cut off.
所以他们是认识到他们的指望已经失去了，他们会落在一个灭绝尽精的光景当中。
It wasn't until then that God began His amazing restoration work in their lives.
直到他们认识到这一点之后，神在他们当中兴起了一个奇妙的复兴的工作。
So may we learn to self-examine our own lives.
所以让我们能够来自己，能够来省察我们自己的生活。
Let us be honest and consider if there are still worldly gods lingering within our hearts.
让我们真的是能够来查看我们心中是不是还有任何属世的这些偶像在我们的里面。
If we have influenced our children.To also worship these false gods of this world.
因为我们心中有这些东西的时候，我们会影响到我们的孩子，让他们心中也有这些东西。
May we recognize our own dry condition.
让我们真的是能够来承认我们当中，我们里面是枯干的光景。
And may we cry out to the Lord, and may the Lord restore us one by one, family by family.
当我们这样子认识到的时候，我们就可以来呼求我们的主。主就在我们当中，可以一个一个、一家一家的做恢复的工作。
And watch the Lord as He puts bone by bone, sinews and skin, and eventually breathe new life back into us.
所以我们看到神的工作，就把骨跟骨结在一起，再连上筋，再加上皮，最后呢，吹响气息，让他们又活过来。
that one day, like verse 10 says, there will be an exceedingly great army useful to the master, ready to accomplish his will.
所以到那个时候就最后一个光景就在这里第十节说到气息就进入骸骨骸骨变活了并且站起来成为极大的军队。
And then the second party I will just briefly touch upon.
第二部分要跟大家来分享的。
And this is about the prophet Ezekiel.
是关于先知以西结。
I won't go into the details of his background, but God also desires his people to speak his words.
当我们来看到神渴望来对他的百姓来说话。Ezekiel
was not a man of great stature, nor did he have amazing accomplishments in his life.
所以我们来看以西结的时候，从世人眼里看，他不是一个伟人，他在世上也没有一个伟，有一些伟大的成就。He
was merely a vessel to speak the Lord's words.
他只不过是一个器皿，替神说话的器皿。God
doesn't look for great men to serve him.
其实神从来没有找一个伟人能够来成就他的心意。But
he looks for people who are willing to trust in the great triune God.
他只不过来寻找这个器皿，他的这个器皿是单单的能够来信靠三一神的。So
though there are many of us who are dry today, there are also those whom God wants to use to speak his words.
即使我们当中是有很多枯干的光景，但是神也兴起一些人，神能够来用他，能够来对我们来说话。Will
the Lord find among us today vessels useful to the Master, ready to speak his words and do his good work?
愿意神在我们当中也兴起这样一个器皿，能够来让主借这些器皿来对我们来说话。As
Isaiah 52:7 says, How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, Your God reigns.
就像在以赛亚书52章第7节的地方说到，那报佳音传平安，报好信传救恩的，对锡安说， 你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。So
to summarize, this is not about one group who is good and one group who is bad.
所以我们最后在这里所交通的，我们不是要说我们在这里有一部分人他们不错，有部分人好像不好。But
to emphasize that it is the Lord's great love that has brought us together.
我这里要跟大家强调的是，是神的这个爱在我们的当中。And
it is for His name that He has called us together.
因为是他的名来呼召我们在他的面前。Not
for our glory, not for our success.
不是为了我们自己的荣耀，不是为了我们在自己在世上的成功。But
unto His name.
是为了他的名。And
may His love give us desire to work together in seeking the Lord.
让我们真的是他的爱在我们当中能够来运行，能够来工作，让我们能够来更多的能够来渴慕主，寻求我们的主。To
be honest and recognize our own true condition of dryness.
让我们在自己有一个诚实，让我们能够来认识到我们自己在神面前的光景。To
give us a humble heart to return to the Lord and cry out to Him.
让我们有这样一个谦卑的心，能够来回转到前神的面前，能够来向他来呼求。May
we desire to also be his vessels who will speak his words.
让我们也成为这样一个器皿，能够来愿意神借着我们来说话。
Not to follow the ways of this world, but to trust the Lord who will lead us to his salvation.
不是随着这个世界，而是把我们信心抛在神的身上，能够来信靠我们的神。
God loves and desires to restore his people, his body, his church.
因为神爱我们，他愿意在我们当中来做这个恢复，在我们个人、在我们家庭、在我们团体当中做恢复的工作。And
as we witness His restorative work in our lives,
我们真的是成为神在我们当中做恢复工作的见证人。As
we see Him slowly, piece by piece, build His church back,
我们真的是能够来看到神就这样一点一点、渐渐能够来建造他的教会。May
we recognize His love and in reverent fear give glory and honor to his name.
让我们能够来认识到神这样的爱，让我们有这样一个敬畏的心，能够把尊崇归给我们的主。We
end a little early, but let us close in time of prayer.
我们低头祷告。Father
God, we do thank you for your amazing and your great merciful love towards us.
主啊，我们真是感谢你，因为你向着我们的爱是何等奇妙、何等伟大的爱。
We recognize over and over that it is not because of anything we have done. It is not because we have deserved it.
真的是让我们能够来清楚的能够来知道，不是我们在你面前能够来做什么，也不是我们自己配得什么东西。
Yet we also realize that it is not for our own glory.
我们也知道，主啊，也不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
It is not for our own success.
也不是为了我们在世上的成功。
But it is unto your name.
单单是为着你的名。
Help us to no longer be deceived by the promises of this world.
让我们真的是不要被这个世上的一些好处受欺骗。
Perhaps unknowingly we have been sold into captivity into this world.
很多时候我们真的是要我们能够来醒察过来知道，很多时候我们就处在被掳到世界的光景的当中。
We have bought into the promise that if we succeed in the finances of this world, that we will have joy and we'll have security.
很多时候这个世界让我们真的是在这个里面要追求一种在我们里面有一个安稳的稳定的东西。
But in reality, we have been sold to this world, and we have sold our children to this world.
但我们来看到，其实我们把我们自己，甚至把我们的下一代都处在一个被掳到世界的光景当中。
So in your great love, remind us once again, draw us back.
真的是在你的爱当中，那个极大的爱当中，求你来做那个挽回的工作。
Help us to cry out to you.
让我们真的是在你面前能够来哭求。
Help us to recognize that we are hopeless without you.
让我们真的是能够来认识到，我们在你的面前是没有盼望的人。
And restore your church back unto yourself.
我们真的是能够在你当中能够来做恢复的工作，能够来回到你的面前。
Help us indeed return to our first love.
让我们真的是能够来在你的爱中能够来回到起初爱你的这样一个心意当中。
And teach us how to truly love one another as you have loved us.
让我们真的是能够来教导我们，让我们能够来彼此的相爱，就像你怎么爱我们一样。
Then the world will know that we are your disciples.
让我们真的世人就能够来认出我们是你的门徒。
And may we bring glory unto your name.
让我们真的是能够把一切的荣耀能够归给我们的主。
And give us courage to speak your words of faith.
让我们真的是能够来有这样一个勇气，能够来彼此分享主的话语。
Give us words of love and exhortation.
让我们真的是能够给我们这个话语能够来彼此的劝勉。
Then as you build this church back up, may you breathe new life back into this body.
让我们真的是能够来一起建造的时候，神就吹气在我们身上，让我们这个生命是一个活泼的生命。
We look forward to that day when we can meet you face to face with our brothers and sisters beside us.
让我们真的是到那一天，我们盼望着在主的面前，我们跟所有的弟兄姐妹能够来一起能够面对我们的主。
So may you bless these words this morning. May you receive the glory that is due to you.
我们求你祝福早晨这些时间，也真的是能够来恩待我们。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
In your most precious name we pray.
奉主宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.